Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. On Saturday,
you're listening to Vatican Radio.
Received the new ambassador from Belgium to the Holy See. Veronica Scarsbrick reports.
Pope Benedict underlined how the Church works for the common good and wants to have the opportunity to bring its message to humanity in respect for freedom of conscience. There are over 7 million Catholics in Belgium, about 3/4 of the total population, spread across 8 dioceses. However, recent Pew figures show an annual decline in church attendance and vocations to religious life in this nation, which is home to one of the world's most famous and ancient Catholic universities, Louvain. And on Saturday, the Pope spoke to Ambassador Guilaine of his conviction that despite these social changes in Belgium, Christianity is still an important foundation for the nation, and the gospel principles of brotherhood and solidarity have much to offer the country's growth. The Holy Father also described life and human dignity as precious assets and spoke of their fragility, referring to 2 recent disasters in Belgium, the collapse of a building in Liège in late January and a rail accident in Bouizingen in March. These catastrophes, said the Pope, measure the fragility of human existence and the need to protect it in an effort to achieve authentic social cohesion and respect in diversity. Finally, Benedict XVI took the opportunity to greet the new Archbishop of Brussels, Monsignor Léonard, and expressed his appreciation for the whole work of the Church in Belgium. I'm Veronica Scarsbrick.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.